Well, I think it's been 7 years since the initial judgment, so a long time has passed since the ruling, and the government has asked for extensions. So we would like to see the judgment implemented, that a blanket, indiscriminate, and automatic ban is not permissible under the European Convention on Human Rights and is a violation of human rights. There's a lot of room for maneuver and a lot of room for a margin of appreciation that the governments have in interpreting this judgment, but a blanket ban is impermissible, and hopefully that the authorities will move forward quickly on a resolution. Well, I think that for 7 years now, we've been waiting for implementation of this judgment. And the UK has taken a strong stand when it had the presidency or the chairmanship of the Council of Europe that it wanted to prevent repetitive cases from coming before the court. And now there are over 2,500 cases on prisoners' voting rights from the UK itself. So I'm hoping that the UK will listen to the advice it was peddling to others and implement the ruling quickly. A lot of time has passed. I think it's time to move forward and implement the ruling. Well, I think that the UK decided to delegate some small part of its sovereignty to the Council of Europe when it joined and when it agreed to abide by the rulings of the court. And there are very few rulings, there are very few cases from the UK at the court, and very few, and even fewer still, that in which the court rules against the UK. So it's not as if this similar conflict between UK justice and the European Court of Human Rights happened frequently. And I don't see that it needs to be a conflict. I think that the court has been very clear, not only in the UK case but in several other prisoner voting rights cases, that this is a breach of the convention and it should be remedied. And Austria provides a very good example of how this can be done.